Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes at the Republican National Convention. For many delegates here, last night was their first introduction to conservative and Tea Party favorite, vice presidential pick, Congressman Paul Ryan. How'd they react? WBUR's Fred Tice was with the Massachusetts delegation as Ryan spoke and has this report.
When he stepped out onto the stage, Paul Ryan gave the convention its most electric moment so far. The Massachusetts delegates were no different from the rest of the crowd in their wild enthusiasm. Part of the reason for that is that Ryan, like Mitt Romney, promises to emphasize not the social issues that have often divided New England Republicans from the rest of the country, but the economy. In his speech, Ryan blamed the tepid recovery from the economic crash in 2008 on President Obama.
And the story that Barack Obama does tell, forever shifting blame to the last administration, is getting old. The man assumed office almost 4 years ago. Isn't it about time he assumed responsibility?
Repeating one of the themes of the Romney campaign and of this convention, Ryan lauded small business owners.
Nobody did their thinking and worrying and sweating for them. After all that work, and in a bad economy, it sure doesn't help to hear from their president that government gets the credit. What they deserve to hear is the truth. Yes, you did build that.
Ryan pointed out the generational differences between himself and Romney.
Rallies, I said, look, I hope it's not a deal breaker, Mitt, but my playlist, it starts with AC/DC and it ends with Zeppelin.
The speech was all about the economy. This was the closest Ryan came to even hinting at a social issue.
Each one of us was made for a reason, bearing the image and likeness of the Lord of life.
That Ryan stayed away from social issues was a good thing for Amy Carnevale, a delegate from Marblehead.
I think they respect other points of view on the life issue, which is important in our state, but I know their focus will be on the economy and jobs.
For Kim Roy, one of the highlights was when Ryan blamed the economy on the president.
I agree with Paul Ryan. It's time for the Obama administration to take full responsibility for this economy.
After the speech, people jostled for chauffeur-driven SUVs outside the convention hall. Standing like an island of stability in the flowing crowd was former Governor Bill Weld, receiving greetings from well-wishers.
I thought it was a great speech, don't you?
Yeah, I did. Refreshing, I thought.
Very refreshing.
Weld says he knew very little about Ryan. He'd been rooting for Senator Rob Portman of Ohio to become Mitt Romney's running mate. But he was happy with Ryan's speech.
I loved it. I mean, there's a definite Boy Scout element. And he did appear, you know, a different generation. He appeared younger. But he's so trenchant in his analysis that at the end of the day, he doesn't really present as young, even though his manner is very young.
For Weld, one of the highlights of the speech came when Ryan praised small business owners.
I'm susceptible to the counterattack on the "we built that" issue. So every time somebody says that, I light up. Because I think it's a disaster for the president. And, you know, he based it on a campaign speech by Elizabeth Warren in the Massachusetts Senate race.
The Massachusetts delegation had looked with great anticipation to Ryan's speech. He did not disappoint. And they're very excited about having someone many have known for years accepting the presidential nomination tonight. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice at the Republican National Convention.